physics wala defies gravity with bumper listing. Agilitas Akshayakalpa, I major funding. ED rates hit Gamescraft and Winzo. Karnataka attracts tier 2 cities with innovation clusters.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's kick off with a story that practically wrote its own headline. So we're talking about Physics Wala, which is basically defying gravity, or at least its stock price did. Let me give you the details of what's happening. Physics Wala debuted at 145 rupees, well above its 109 rupees a share of issue price. Even the grey market, which predicted only about 13% premium, was surprised. The stock then shot up to nearly 161.99 intraday before settling at around 156.49 a share. A good 44,751 crore rupees of market cap just right out of the gate. But of course, gravity always checks in eventually. Analysts have pointed out that rising competition, regulatory uncertainty, and the hardest quiz of all, converting millions of free users into paying users, could be challenging. Well, that's the real exam no IIT prep can help with. But PhysicsWala has been pushing offline aggressively, 303 centers and growing, which brings reach, but also rent, operations and margin pressures. At cumulative losses of around 1,400 crore plus and a 10.8x price to sales ratio, and investors are already facing the classic book some, hold some moment. While EdTech founders are poring over margins, guess who's the happiest in the room? Well, definitely the bankers. Four digital IPOs, four new age IPOs, Lenskart, Grow, PhysicsWala and Pine Labs, spent combined 474 crore rupees on merchant banking fees alone. Grow alone shelled out nearly 151 crore rupees. Lenskart about 128 crores. Pine Labs sitting at 104 crore rupees. And PhysicsWala followed at around 89.8 crore rupees. Somewhere a banker is upgrading their coffee machine for sure. All right, next up, some big funding news today. Agilitas, led by ex-Puma India MD Abhishek Ganguly, is closing a 450 crore rupees round with Nexus Venture Partners. Now, that puts the company at a 3,500 crore valuation. They're already raised about 650 crore rupees earlier this year from investors like Virat Kohli and Spring Marketing Capital. And with brands like Lotto, One8 and Mojco Shoes acquisition, Agilitas is basically assembling its own sportswear cinematic universe from factories to retail. And on the dairy side, Akshayakalpa Organic is prepping a 350 crore rupees fundraise led by Temasek's ABC Impact, along with the Catamaran Ventures, A92N Partners and Rain Matter Foundation. Well, of this, around 200 crores goes straight into expanding across Mumbai, Pune and rolling out new high-protein and ragi-based products from the company. So Akshayakalpa is now valued at about 1,500 crore rupees and wants to hit 550 crore rupees in FY26 in terms of revenue. A reminder that India's organic moment is no longer just Instagram-friendly froth. It's actually turning into genuine full-cream growth with revenues also coming in. Well, the broader theme here seems to be investors are warming again to India's purpose-driven, product-strong consumer brands, whether it's athletic shoes or chemical-free milk. The check sizes are looking equally healthy. Meanwhile, the real money gaming sector is having a very different kind of week. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, raided the offices of Gamescraft and Winzo, conducting searches across Bengaluru, Delhi and Gurugram, around 11 premises in total. And this follows FIRs from users who alleged that some platforms manipulated algorithms to put players at a disadvantage. So during the searches, officials reportedly found crypto wallets owned by company promoters, hinting at possible laundering through digital assets. This all comes at a time when the government has already passed a law banning real money online games in India. And interestingly, both Gamescraft and Winzo had already discontinued their RMG or real money gaming operations in India back in August. All right, finally, let's head to Bengaluru, or actually beyond Bengaluru. At the inauguration session of Bangalore Tech Summit 2025, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said the state is now pushing hard to decentralize its tech economy. Now, the idea here is to turn tier 2 cities into the next wave of innovation clusters. He basically said, and I quote, every district must have access to digital age opportunities. Framing it not just as an economic plan, but as an inclusivity mission. In other words, technology shouldn't just live on the ORR. He highlighted Karnataka's centers of excellence in AI, cybersecurity, data science, animation, and robotics, and the state's role as the first in India with a quantum technology roadmap as well. The upcoming BTS theme, Futurize, is meant to capture this ambition as well, the shaping the unknown, scaling the unimaginable. He called on innovators, researchers, entrepreneurs, investors, and students to basically join in shaping the future, from AI for inclusion to space tech for scientific leaps. Well, if Karnataka's previous tech phases were about building an ecosystem, this one seems aimed at building a distributed galaxy. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.